The second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. So how's your Scots Gaelic? Leaving Barra. Finlay McNeil. While this is going on, I'll try and figure out what... I'll check with Uni here. She knows all this stuff. She knows what everything means. Actually, she looks it up and she... And then, like, it's like she really does know. So, alrighty, here we go. Leaving Barra, Finlay McNeil. And nice pipes there, yeah.
Sail a ship in Achniva, Chin, Smokhius, Gifolon. A thought more full, rich, even a meow, Nang laun, ten dance, nang nop. The men till Martha cash in shears, Brulliani brass no throne. Sis to the coast on art and year, the trail to Montreal. La mochria brooch nam chalm, Dyn hil cydra mae o. Nad y fan y hil yn yn y nier Dol y sias o'n ffon yn iol A yn y ysyn y sydyl mod i'n Da hiol i gyrth y An hat je saler en piashe gdier, se nier in vir in vio. Piak shin paren te nar te ta feres che forlon. E tu ye ka hla se kritia, Ar y gyn fo yfyr y brwyn Ar y stiwn y saf Ar y tyff ar y sal Y gyn yn y magas na nob Y felan y farau Gyd môl rai Ar yn dwrdd mi mar o chob Y naw mewn hawr i benion Fi ffagin i lian y ddol Gam iasd o chyr gwdol do nier Y niesg o chyr son y lwyn A nam do niesg yr fi ffas cyr Gan gwr le pys Seva din y foich mynydd y drian, y drian gymhord yr bod. Mae'r hoff ys grian edd y falaf yn rŵ, gynydd i gnian cadron. Seva y yw anys minwn, Gyr y sôn doch mi yn y bod Ga car i yn fiasd gam har i dlw Do hyd y mor ynys môd Ys cor y ban y mar ga chlw Y falaf o'n stiwdd na chroi
Come ye by a full lodge with a pillow bag, down by the tunnel or banks o' the garry. Saw ye our lads with our bonnets and white cockades, leaving their mountains to follow Prince Jelly. Follow thee, follow thee, wha would now follow thee? Lang hast thou loved and trusted us fairly. Shelly, Shelly, wha would now follow thee? King of the Highland hearts, bonnie Prince Shelly. I hae but a son, my gallant young Donald, but if I had 10, they should follow Glengarry. Health to MacDonald and gallant Clan Ronald, for these are the men that will die for their Shelly. Follow thee, follow thee, wha would now follow thee? Lang hast thou loved and trusted us fairly. Shelly, Shelly, wha would now follow thee? King of the Highland hearts, bonnie Prince Shelly. I'll to Lochiel and Appin and kneel to them, down by Lord Murray and the Roy of Kildare. Brave Mackintosh, he shall fly to the field with them. These are the lads I can trust with my Shelly. Follow thee, follow thee, wha would now follow thee? Lang hast thou loved and trusted us fairly. Shelly, Shelly, wha would now follow thee? King of the Highland hearts, bonnie Prince Shelly. Down through the lowlands, down with the Whigamores, loyal to Highlanders, down with them really. Ronald and Donald, drive on with the broad claymore, over the necks of the foes of Prince Shelly. Follow thee, follow thee, wha would now follow thee? Lang hast thou loved and trusted us fairly. Shelly, Shelly, wha would now follow thee? King of the Highland hearts, bonnie Prince Shelly.
Oh, this is from a wonderful album called The Music and Song of the Great Tapestry of Scotland, representing 40 panels of the Great Tapestry. This is a tapestry that's been, I don't even know, I think it's in the, I want to say that it's in the Royal Museum in Edinburgh, but I need to figure that out. There's a lot of stuff on the cover about the history of this tapestry. And the tapestry basically is a tapestry that depicts Scottish history. And then the Green Tracks folks came up with songs for 40 of the panels in this huge tapestry. And that was about the battle of... That was Follow Prince Charlie. This is depicting the Jacobite Rebellion. Bonnie Prince Charlie. James Hogg. James Hogg was a shepherd poet, you know. And a kind of a contemporary of Burns's. And he was of course, his most famous poem, I believe, James Hogg's most famous poem is Over the Water to Charlie. We're over the water, we're over the sea. We're over the water to Charlie. Come weal, come woe, we'll gather and go and live or die with Charlie. That one. I recorded that. Anyway, so that's, I think, James Hogg's most famous poem. But there are some others. He wrote some pretty good stuff. And this was one of them. Great harmonies from early, early McCalmans. Oh, my gosh. Before that, Finlay McNeil, a song from the Outer Hebrides, Leaving Berra, written by Michael Bronid McKinnon, who was a sailor. And he was leaving the Isle of Berra, going to Canada. And actually, he was drowned on that trip. He never made it. And the translation is basically about the fisherman and how he's going to miss repairing the nets and taking the nets out and taking the boats out to catch the fish, and how the sun is setting, and how he's looking at the sun and thinking about his homeland. Pretty neat stuff. Finlay McNeil, who was the piper he was on a Boys of the Lock album. I think he was on the Piper's Broken Finger album. This album features Brian McNeil and Brian Miller and Duncan McElvery and Allison Kinnaird and all kinds of folks on it. And we're going to play one more from that right now. Right now. This is the lament for John Garve McLeod, who also drowned on the way back from a wedding. Folks say that supernatural things were happening. The ravens and stuff got involved. All righty. Here we go. Finlay McNeil.
Minam ho yedan elins, mi gynel chy gynorun, ha toc mi ffon ytrym, fo ye hen ye modun ilo. Ilo ro ho, ilo ro ho. Talk me from the drum for ye hen ye moguni. Lach a yege mate, sava hegen curi lo. Ilo ro ho ho. Ilo ro ho. Ilo. Chit ne fide valage, get a hardy kevudiat, gilia calum a boyke, yan more muskele to li hilo. 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 Gilia calam a boy, he ain't more a muscular tulik, nor could he a salt or loss, a kerjak and fur in a tunya ilo. Ilo. Could he assault a close? I get yak and foot in a turn, sound and halach and contrag a hamograg a seder ilo ilo.
They stole the life from the city's poor, the city's waifs and strays. Got them drunk, laid them on a bunk and smothered their lives away. Down Tanner's Close in the old Westport, the rottens had their lair. And many poor wretched to there got fetched in a box up to Surgeon Square. £10 each was the deal they'd reached for the contents of every box. And denied folk life to satisfy the knife of anatomist Dr. Knox. Burke and Hare were a terrible pair, the deeds were beyond belief. They worked underground in Edinburgh town, the cruelest kind of thief. 16 souls departed this life at the hands of the villainous crew. Sure beats work, said lazy bugger, Burke and Hare took a similar view. But their evil ways and the drunken days, 9 months were cut short. For they grew too smart and the devilish art, and they very soon were caught. Burke and Hare were a terrible pair, their deeds were beyond belief. They worked underground in Edinburgh town, the cruelest kind of thief. William Hare got a terrible scare, turned super grass with glee. Snitched on his mate, left him to his fate, and he got away scot-free. William Burke dangled and jerked as the hangman ended his life. And the final twist, the town anatomist cut him up with his surgeon's knife. Burke and Hare were a terrible pair, their deeds were beyond belief. They worked underground in Edinburgh town, the cruelest kind of thief. For they stole the life from the city's poor, the city's waifs and strays. Got them drunk, laid them on a bunk and smothered their lives away. The swine smothered their lives away.
Horoshepovornemaloch
Mochelone neina sapon glusha di foce hari sketa vai ki anal fakar khuden krani falche var oro shepo vorna maloch Asavatin lanya varo chrynichia te kiauna vaich Kachfele pe kalache slave Haro esa valch vise vale Horo shepo vorna maloch Ach, va vestut pulach kalam charolje hi jaun na lape Sketa huali trivo haramot Chato gluši spak fo halu Horo šepo vorna maloch Ani kalam morna heinčak, zgoeji leočne njenčen, keta huane kron lekenčo, ho mi kjaun ho krenri lati, horo šepo vorna maloch. Grushi kalam suaselen, Chude hige machanier, Kondo iach malich anchel ar shetan ye, Chude vishtri talu, Horo shepo vorna maloch. Geta hui chi gudich bio inch ne huk gaim san fakul korai huk ik di ale taink gatol san chostol se chaum e klakin hor o shepo vorn maloch Kurtishin ruva se galik fedh mi koil vek no galav Ole shin shu su machraven Sfim mek pashta gved tadi Horo shepo vorna maloch Get chlioch ni chisha kuar san naso Sgurren hor de lon sa chrai Bi cain ad a chumal e ddavasek Hats vis granioch tavas e vale Hor o shepo vor ne maloch Smahani nach duadhi asor Horo shepo vorna maloch.
Well, how to do, Private William McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your grey side? And I'll rest for a while in the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day long and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the Glorious Fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you died quick and I hope you died clean. Or Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? And did you leave a wife for a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1916, to that loyal heart are you always 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, forever enshrined behind some glass pane in an old photograph torn and tattered and stained and fading to yellow in a brown leather frame? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they sound the fife lonely? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? Sun shining now on these green fields of France. The warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished long under the plough. No gas and no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses in mute witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man and the whole generation who were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they sound the fife lonely? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lower you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? And I can't help but wonder now, Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? You really believe that this war would end war? The suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing, the dying, it was all done in vain. For Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they sound the fife lonely? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes?
To
Oh, it's good to hear that old classic, isn't it? No Man's Land, Eric Bogle. Who wrote it? So many people have recorded that. My gosh, June Tabor and the Furies and a lot of folks, No Man's Land. He actually wrote a sequel to that. I'm trying to find it. And I'll know that when I have the album someplace. And it basically talks about, you know, here it is X amount of years later, and he's still thinking about Willie McBride. From the Tapestry album, from the history of Scotland, the music celebrating the tapestry, the great Scottish tapestry, the history tapestry. We heard Burke and Hare as well from Robin Lang, those two fellas that went out to kill for Dr. Robert Kirk, and one told on the other and went free, and the other one got hung. Burke and Hare, that's true. And then Robert Louis Stevenson actually wrote a short novella based on that whole story. And we also heard another one from Finlay McNeil about the cow that couldn't be slaughtered. It's all in the Hebridean Gaelic, the cow that couldn't be slaughtered. And finally the cow says, look, you know, you've slaughtered me. I'm there finally, but here, take some advice. Drink my juice. Drink the juice from my bones. And I want to thank all of you folks, and I want to thank the people that can all this kind of thing. And that's how that goes. The boy, the cow. Yeah, the boy's cow. The cow that the boys owned. Anyway, we have to take a break. Yes, we do. Worth taking a break at this point. All righty? Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we have lots more music left to go, so you just hold your horses, because we are coming back for lots more music, so hang on, we have half a show to go. Yes, we do. Hang on now. Hang on.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Palouse at the corner of 2nd and Van Buren Streets in Moscow. Pursuing justice, tolerance, and compassion through spiritual growth. Sunday morning service is at 10. Online at palouseuu.org.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with some scattered morning showers. High temperatures should reach 49 in Pullman, 54 in Clarkston. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 32. And tomorrow will be mostly cloudy. There's a chance of showers or snow showers, and the highs will be in the upper 40s to lower 50s.
Thank you.
Oh, Phil Cunningham and Ollie Bain. Phil, they've been here. They've been in this neck of the woods a couple of times over the years. Phil Cunningham by himself. Phil and Ollie came here in, what, 96 maybe, 95, 96? Played the old Combine here in Pullman, which is actually where the Black Cypress is now. And it was a Combine. It was a coffee shop. And upstairs had a really cool little concert venue. And Phil and Ollie came and played that. We heard The Pearl from them. The Pearl, which is about mom and dad's, what would be The Pearl? The 40th wedding anniversary, I believe. And Waiting for the Federals, which sounds a lot like the tail end. It sounded a lot like Seneca Square Dance. And The Colors of Cape Breton, Phil and Ollie. And then we heard some fiddle music from Sligo as well. The Tap Room and The Carryman's Daughter, which sounds a lot like some other tune that I play all the time. And, that I play with bands and things. And then we heard Jackson's Morning Brush and The Rambling Pitchfork from this album of fiddle music from Sligo. Sligo, which is very close to the Northern Irish border. About 30, 37 miles from the Northern Irish border. Yes, indeed. Alrighty, so where are we at here? We're looking at Rhianna Giddens. We're staying in the English thing. This is her version of an old English folk song that came over back in the 70s. Black is the color of my true love's hair. And I believe she adds a verse to this. I think Rhianna Giddens does. And then if we have enough time in this hour, which I don't think we will, but we'll begin the next hour with something from Don Flemons, who's also a Carolina Chocolate Drop. And he's got his solo album out as well. Both of them have solo albums. And they are well rooted in the Carolina Chocolate Drop thing. This is a real good album. Tomorrow Is My Turn, Rhianna Giddens.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. His lips are like some rosy fair. Sweetest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon he stands. Soft is the feel of my true love's skin. And the strong the arms he folds me in. The clearest before I
my goodness. We are running out of time. Inland Folks, our production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Eunjung Shin doing the playlist. Isn't it awesome? Isn't it awesome? We'll be back for the next part of the show. Actually, we have one more verse left. That's interesting. I started out because it was supposed to be 4 minutes and 30 seconds long. But it's not. Oh, well. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. Eunjung Shin doing the playlists. And supporting me when I foul up. Alrighty, we're going to be back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Thank you.